Okay, good morning. Thank you for joining. Today's daf is daf Samaches. Let's start again. Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah teaches, Balo Eitzel Par V'Sar Anisrafin. Kohen Gadol would come to the Par after he sent out the goat to the wilderness. He would come to his bull, the power of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sayer LaHashem, the nation's chatas, which are going to be burned. These karbanos are unique. Their meat is not eaten. Normally in a karban chatas, parts of it are burned on the Mizbeach. And then Kohanim get to eat the meat. But even though these are karbanos chatos, the par of the Kohen Gadol and the goat of the nation, here they have a different law. They get burned. After the parts are burned on the Mizbeach, the rest of the animals actually burned outside of Yerushalayim. So, Balo Eitzel Par V'Sar Nisrafim, the Kohen Gadol would come after he sent away the Sar Mishtaleach to his bull and to the goat, the Sar LaHashem, which are going to be burned ultimately. Karan, he tore them open. And he took out the parts that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach. The parts that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach are the fat that covers the stomach. Then there's the fat that's on top of the stomach, Chelev Ala Karev. The fat that's on the sides. Then there are the kidneys plus their fat. And then there is a little extra part of the liver together with a piece of the liver. And these are the emurim, the parts that are burned on the Mizbeach. So the Kohen Gadol would tear open the bull and the goat, take out these parts. Nasanan bimagis, he would put them into a bowl. V'hiktiran al-gabi mizbeach, and he would put them into the fire on top of the mizbeach. The pasuk says, v'eschelev ha-chatas yaktira mizbecha, the fat of the chatas he will burn on the mizbeach. Then klan b'maklos, he would braid the limbs of the goat and the bull with each other, like a braid, and hang them on poles. And take them out to that spot outside of Yerushalayim where they are to be burned. Now, at what point would these karbanos make the garments of the Kohen Gadol is wearing tame? The pasuk says, "Vasorefosam," and the one who burns them, yechabes begadav, he's to bathe his waters. In other words, he has to put the garments into the mikvah. He himself has to go to the mikvah. And then he comes to the camp. So at what point do they make the garments tameh? Once they exit the wall of the courtyard, of the temple courtyard, and Rabbi Shimon says, no. Mishiyatzis or beruban, once the fire is igniting and burning the majority of their limbs, most of them are on fire, at that point they create tuma. Says the Gemara, question, b'ktiran salgadaita, how could the Mishnah say that he goes and he takes the pieces out and he puts them into the bowl and he offers them? It's too early to offer them. He first has to do a lot of other services before he actually can offer the pieces of the par and the sire into the fire. Gemara says, you're right. So change the Mishnah and read it not that he would put the innards, the fats that are supposed to go onto the Mizbeach, into a bowl and offer them, but he put them into a bowl in order to offer them. Ema lihaktiran al gabi Mizbeach, once the time for that offering will come. Klon b'miklos, he would braid the goat and the bull carcasses to each other. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan k'min kliya. They were like a braid, the same one when a woman braids her hair. So she folds one over the next and ties them together. So it was that the bull and the goat carcass were tied to each other, and they were taken out of Jerusalem and burned. Now, when they're taken out of Jerusalem to be burned, Tanu lived in a Braisa. Lo haya minatchan nituach psar ola. He would not chop them up, chop up the bull and the goat, the way the meat of a regular carbon ola is chopped up. When a regular carbon ola is chopped up, first the animal is hung on a hook, and then it's skinned. And once it's skinned, was taken off, basically, then the pieces are cut up into, the carcass is cut up into pieces here. When the Sa'ir La'Hashem and the goat and the bull, I mean, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, when they are taken out of Yerushalayim and they're going to be burned, they're going to be cut up into pieces, but they're not going to be skinned first. They're going to be cut up into pieces with the skin still on them. So, lo haya minatchan nituach psar ola, he wouldn't cut the par v'sa'ir into nesachim, into slices, like the meat of an ola is, ela, where it's first skinned and then cut up into pieces, ela or al gabe basa, rather the skin was still on top of the meat. Says the Gemara Minan Amelia, we know this, the Tanakh, because we went to Braisa. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Namar Khan, it says in regards to burning the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, it mentions v'sarfu v'eishas orosam v'spsaram v'spirsham, and they'll burn in fire their skin, their meat, and their waste. So it says here, or uvasar uferesh. Then Amar Lahalan, it says about another chatas pnimis, another sin offering whose blood is sprinkled before the parochas, namely the par kohen mashiach. That's when the kohen gadol gave himself a psak and he made a mistake. And then he realized he made a mistake. And he had done an aveira that carries with it kares, if done on purpose. So it says over there also that that karbon ultimately is taken out and burned. And there also it mentions or uvasa uperesh, that when burned, it's the skin and the meat and the waste that's burned. It says, mes or hapar ves kol basaro al rosho v'al kra'av v'kirbo ufirsho. And then it says that Vahutzi takes it out and he burns it. Yes.
Are the vulnerable shechted in the standard manner?
Yes.
So how does it make the person carrying the tamay?
Well, it's a special law that after their blood, after their bloods were done with what was supposed to be done to the blood was done. So there's a special law that the discarding of the bull and the goat, the burning creates a tumah, similar to paraduma. The burning of the paraduma creates a tumah on the person who's doing that.
Unlike the daily tumah, where
correct, the daily tumah did not have a tumah. That's right, that was different. So the Gemara says again, we are on Samach Zayin with Beis. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Lo yiminatcha nituach basar ola, ela or al gabi basar. When they are going to be burned, the bull and the goat, they were not burned the way an ola is burned. An ola is burned on the mizbeach, and it's cut up into pieces. First it's skinned, and then it's cut up into pieces. That's not what would happen here. It was not skinned and then cut up into pieces. Ela or al gabe basar. Rather, the skin was still over the meat, and while it was over the meat, it was chopped into pieces. We know, this, that with the skin over the meat, it's being cut into pieces. The Tanakh learned in a Braisa, Rabbi says, Namar Khan, it says here about Yom Kippur, the bull and the goat, that what has to be burned is or uvasu uferesh. Namar Lahalan, it says about the par kohen mashiach, that also or uvasu uperesh has to be burned. Malahalan, Adeni Tuach, Loli Dehavshe, just like over there, it's cut up into pieces without first skinning it. Afkan, so too here on Yom Kippur, when it's burned, it's alidei nituach, it's cut up into pieces, v'alidei hefshe, but not first skinning it. How do we know that over there, that it's not first to be skinned? The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, it says about the par of the Kohen Mashiach. V'es, two psukim, es ara par, v'es kol basaro, al rosho v'al kra'a, v'kirbo ufirsho, and then v'hotzi es kol apar, michutz la machaneh. El makom tahor el shefa chadashen. Sarf also alitzim. Va'ish al shefa chadashen yisareif. So it says over there in regard to the parkoy Mashiach. V'kirbo v'firsho and then v'hotzi. Malamit shemotzi yoshalim. So that says that the parkoy Mashiach is taken out when it is whole, when it isn't cut up into pieces. Because it says, v'hotzi, he'll take it out. Not v'hotzi osam, take out the pieces. It says he'll take one act of taking out. So yachol yisrefenu shalim. Maybe it should be burned also in one whole piece. The answer is, Namar Khan, it says we hear, Rosha Uchra'av, its head and its legs. Namar Lahalan, it says about a regular Ola. And it's offered, Rosh, the head is offered, and the Kra'ayim, and the legs are offered. So Namar Lahalan, it's just like in a regular Ola. You didn't need Tuach, it's cut up into pieces. The head was one piece, the legs are another piece. Afkan, so to over here, al yidei nituach, it has to be cut up into pieces. One second, if you're comparing it to an ola, based on the fact that it mentions roshu krav, imal halno dehefshet, so make it like an ola. The ola has to be skinned and then cut up into pieces. Afkan, so to over here, al yidei hefshet, has to be skinned and then cut up into pieces. Tam lomer, that's what the pasuk says, vikir bo, ufir show. Right, Tam lomer, how do we see from that it's not cut up, that the skin is still there? The same way the innards, the waste is inside of that intestinal tube. Because it's not, you can't imagine that the way to serve Hashem is to cut up the intestine, take the waste out, and have the waste separately offered. That wouldn't be respectful. So, kach psaro, so since it says, v'kir bo fir sho, and it had next to it the word, it said Eskal Basaro al Roshov al Kra'av Vikirbo Firsho. So it's comparing the Basar to the Karev and the Peresh. So Kshem Shepirsho Bikirbo, the same way the waste is inside of the intestine. Kach Psaro Ba'oro, so too the muscle, the meat, is still inside of the skin. Therefore, there's a special pasuk that we don't skin and then cut it up. We cut it up while it is covered by the skin. Okay, we're at the two dots. Samach, Ches, Amud, Aleph. The on Yom Kippur, the sin offering of the Kohen Gadol, and the sin offering of the nation, power of the Kohen Gadol, the Sar LaHashem. Their blood is sprinkled in Kodesh HaKadashim. Their blood is sprinkled in front of the Paroches. Their blood goes on the Mizbeach Hazav. Their excess blood is poured on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Then we learned that the fats that are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach are taken out of these animals. And the carcasses of the animals are eventually taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. And they are burned. And the Torah says that when they are burned, there is a tumah on the person involved in the burning. Asareif osam, the one who burns them. Yechavis begadav, he has to purify his clothing. Verachatz b'sar b'mayim, he has to be tovel in the mikvah. So we learned in a question in the Mishnah, at what point does this tumah start? So according to one opinion, once the Kohen takes these carcasses out of the Azara, out of the courtyard of the temple. According to the other opinion, once the fire is touching the majority of the limbs of these two dead animals, the Sarah Lashem and the power of the Kohen Gadol. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa, it says in the Torah about the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, Ve'es Parachatas, Ve'esirachatas. Asher Huvas, the Ramal Chaber Bakodesh, whose blood had gone to the inner sanctum to create atonement, Yotzi al Michutz Lamachane, he should take out to outside of the camp. Yosarfu Ba'esh, and they'll burn in fire as Orosam, as Psaram, as Pirsham, their skins, their muscle, and even their waste that's inside of their intestines. So the pasuk says, "Yotzi el michutz lamachane v'sarfu." They'll take the bull, yotzi sapar. Is parachatas v'sirah chatas asher uvas tamam l'chaper b'kodesh yotzi el michutz lamachane. He will take out to outside of the camp. And the sarfu, and they will burn it. Pasuk said, right, we're at the two dots here on Samachesman. Alf Tanarmanu, it says, we learned in a Bryce, it says in the Pasuk, Yotzil Michutz Samachane Visarfu. He'll take them out of the camp and burn them. But meanwhile, Lahalan, there's a similar carbon. A carbon similar to the carbonus of Yom Kippur is when the Kohen Gadol commits a sin, when the Kohen Gadol gave himself a psak, and he followed his psak, and it turns out it was a sin. That's called the par Kohen Mashiach, the par of the anointed Kohen. So there also the blood is sprinkled in front of the paroches. But over there, Lahalan, later on, it says, Atanos lam shalosh machanos. After the blood is sprinkled on the paroches, and the innards are burned on the Mizbeach, the par Kohen Mashiach is taken outside of three camps. It's taken out of Yerushalayim. The Khan, but over here with the par Besar of Yom Kippur, Atanosin lehem machna achnas. You're just taking them out of one camp. Remember, there were three camps in the desert. There was Machane Shechina, the place of the Mishkan. Then there was Machane Leviah, where the Leviim camped. Then there was Machane Yisrael. And those three camps were replicated in the holy city. Machane Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Machne Leviah is Har Habayis. Machne Shechina is the Azara, the place of the service. So here it says, Yotzi el michutz lamachne. I'll take it out of the camp. It sounds like out of only one camp. But we know that the Par Kohen Mashiach has to go out of all three camps. V'kanatanos lamachne achas. And here you're just taking it out of one camp. So it can't be. Ultimately, the par of Yom Kippur, of the Kohen Gadol, and the goat, the Seir LaHashem, they have to be similar to the par Kohen Mashiach, just like the par Kohen Mashiach goes out of all three camps, so too the par and the Seir of Yom Kippur go out of all three camps. If so, why did Torah say, take it out of the camp? That's to say, lo malocha, kevin shi'as l'chutz l'machna achas metam begadim. That once it left one camp, once the par and the sayer have left the one camp of the Azara, they already create tumah. V'asam inon, now how do we know that the par Kohen Mashiach has to go out of all three camps to be burned? The Tanya, we learned it from the Braisa, the Pasuk says, v'hotzias kol ha-par, is to take out Pasuk says here, I'll read the whole Pasuk. V'hutzi eskol hapar el michutz lamachane el makom tahor el shefech hadeshen v'saraf oso al eitzim ba'ish al shefech hadeshen yisareif. The Pasuk is clearly saying he takes out the entirety of this bull to Makom Tahar, to the place of Shefech HaDeshen, to the place where the excess ashes from the Mizbeach are poured out. So, since it says over there, V'hotzias kol ha-par, that's Chutz L'Shalosh Machnas. Atom Chutz L'Shalosh Machnas. You're saying that the par Kohen Mashiach goes out of all three camps. O'enu L'Chutz L'Machnas Achas. Maybe it just goes out of one camp, out of the Azara. Answer is Kishu Omer B'par Ha'edah, since it says about the bull of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael followed a wrong psak and we have to bring a sin offering, actually the Sanhedrin brings a sin offering, the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, it says over there, V'hotzi Yisat Par Elam Michutz Lamachane, and he'll take that bull out of the camp. Shein Tamal Omer, it was unnecessary to say it. Hare Kvar Namar already said, V'saraf Oso Kasher Saraf Yisat Par Rishon, he's to burn the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur the same way he burns the Par Kohen Mashiach. So if Par Kohen Mashiach goes out of the camp, so Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur also is going to go out of the camp. So why did the Torah have to say again, he takes it out of the camp? Litein lo machane shnia, to establish there is a second camp that he goes out of, not just out of machane shchina, he has to go out of further camps, Must be, he has to go out of everything, even out of Machane Yisrael. Because Omer, Michutz Machane. Because Omer, then when it says Michutz Machane Badashen, it says in terms of taking the excess ash from the Mizbeach, take that out of the camp. Why was that needed? Harei Kvar Nemar already said about the bulls that get burned, El Shefach HaDeshen, they get burned on the spot where the ashes are poured out. So, why'd I have to also mention that the ashes go out of the camp? The ashes go to where the bulls are burned, where the ashes go. The bulls have to go out of the camp. It says twice with bulls, El Michutz HaMachne. So therefore, since it said it here also, Michutz HaMachne, Tein Lo Machne Shlishes, that teaches you that there's a third camp that they have to go out of. Okay. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that the par and the goat of Yom Kippur only create tumah, not once they leave the Azara, but once the fire is impacting the majority. Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Haimi chutz lamachne mayavale, what does he do with this phrase, take it out of the camp? Yes, the Gemara. But the Kiddushin needs it for what we learned in the Breiser. Belezer says, Namar Khan, it says over here, Michutz Lamachne, outside of the camp. Namar Lahalan, it says about the Par Aduma, this week's Parsha, Michutz Lamachne, taken out of the camp. So Makan, just like the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, is Chutz L'Shalosh Machnos, have to go out of all three camps. So too, the Par Aduma, Aflahalan, it's to teach you, since it says Michutz Lamachne in both places, here it's just to teach Par Aduma. Paraduma is also chutz l'shalosh machnos, so taken out of all three camps. It has to be taken out of Yerushalayim. Now, the Paraduma is slaughtered to the east of Yerushalayim, because the Torah says, sprinkle the blood towards the Ohel Moed, towards the west, towards Pesach Ohel Moed. Afkan, so to over here, the place where the excess ash of the Mizbeach are poured out, and the place where the different chatos apnimios, the inner karbanos chatos, they get burned after their blood service was done, is b'mizrach shel Yerushalayim, into the east of Yerushalayim. Now, Rabbanan, the Tanakam of this Mishnah, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, who holds that we need Michutz Lamachane not to teach us a linkage between the paraman esrafim, the various karbanos that get burned out of Jerusalem, and the Parah Aduma, but rather he learns from the words of Michutz Lamachne that these items, the Par of Yom Kippur and the Star of Yom Kippur, create tumma once they exit the camp, once they exit the Azara. So hey chasar flehu. So where does he think that these items get burned? And so the Market of Tanya, he'll say, like we learned in the Braisa, hey chanisrafin, where do the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur get burned? Where does the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur get burned? Where does the Par Kohen Mashiach get burned? Where did the Seirei Avodah Zarah get burned? Litzfonosh Yerushalayim, north of Jerusalem. Because everything, Rashi says, Shekol Ma'asa Chatos B'Tzafon, because all the activity of a sin offering is in the north. So therefore, they get burned in the north. V'chutz L'Shalosh Machnos, outside of all three camps. In other words, outside of the city of Jerusalem. So Mamish, right now, we're all these problems have been occurring for the last month and a half. Shar Shechem, they keep talking about Shar Shechem, Damascus Gate. There were people sitting there, and the army cleared them away. They didn't like the fact they were cleared away. All the problems were Shar Shechem. Shar Shechem is the north of Jerusalem. That's where they would burn. Go out of the city of Jerusalem. That's the area. That's where they would burn the, according to this opinion, Tanakam of our Mishnah, that's where they would burn the bull of the Kohen Gadol and the goat of Sar Lashem and the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Mashiach, would all be burned. The carcasses would be burned there in the north of Jerusalem. Rabbi Yossi says they would be burned in a spot called the Beis HaDeshen Nisrafim. Torah had said, take it to the spot of Shefach HaDeshen where the ash are poured out. So the Beis HaDeshen, that's the spot where when there's too much ashes on the Mizbeach, they would take it out to that spot and pour it out there, and that's where they would burn these carcasses. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it sounds like he's saying a Beis HaDeshen, they have to have ash there. Put the ash there and then take the animal carcasses there and burn them there. So there's a ton of common disagree. So Amar Rav, Rav said, Man Tana de Polo Leader Rabbi Yossi. Who's the Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yossi? And he holds that You don't have to first put the ash there. It's the Gemara of Elazar ben Yaakovi. That's the view of Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya is learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, El Shefech Hadeshen Yisareif. So that teaches you, Shehele Sham Deshen. There has to first be there ash, and then it gets burned there. However, Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shefech Hadeshen, that the Pasuk mentioned, doesn't mean that you first have to pour ash there, but rather Sheyim Mishkom Meshupach. It should be a place that's on a slope. That were you to put ash, it would roll down the slope. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, maybe that's not the argument. Maybe everybody agrees that the ash has to be there first. But they argue, does it have to be on a slope? Does it have to be in a place that's a slope or not? Okay, Tana Rabbanan, look in a braisa. It says about burning the carcass of the bull, of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, and the goat of Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, v'asareif osam, the one who burns them, yechaves begadav, he has to put his garments into the mikvah, barachatz b'sar b'mayim, and he has to tovel in the mikvah. V'achrichin yavol amach, and then he has to come to the camp. So that tells you, hasoreif mitami begadim. The person, the pasuk says, hasoreif osam, the one who's burning them. So the one who's doing the burning, his garments become tame. However, v'lo hametzis hasaor, not the one who started the fire. Also, v'lo hamasada samaracha, not the person who arranged the wood of the fire before it was started. Who's the one who's the burner? Zema Sayeb Shah Srefa, the one who helps move the pieces around during the actual burning. Yachal Afmishinasu Efer Mitamin Begadim. Maybe even once it becomes ash, it would make the garments tame. Tamomas, the pasuk says, Vasoreif Osam, and the one who burns them. Osam Mitamin Begadim. The burning of them, of the limbs, is what makes the tuma. Below mishanasu efer, not when it's not them anymore, not once they became ashes. Mishanasu efer, it's not mitam begadim. It doesn't create tuma on the garments. However, Blazer Rabbi Shimon says a different drasha. Hapar mitami, when it's a bull, then it creates tuma on the garments. Nitach habasar, once the meat has melted, so it's not even considered a bull anymore. It no longer would create tuma on the garments. What's the difference between these two opinions? The shavya charocha. Let's say the fire has not yet turned it into ash, but it has turned it into a charcoal, piece. So it wouldn't be considered par anymore. It's not the bull anymore, but it's still not ash. It still would be hasoreif osam. It's not yet afer. It's still burning them. So that would be the difference. In such a case, would there be tumas begadim? Would there be a tuma for the person who moves them around on the fire? He moves around these pieces that have already been burned through. If you hold that if it's ash, it doesn't create tuma, so this would still create tuma. But if you hold it has to, if it's a limb, if you hold it has to be, the bull to create tuma. And if it's not the bull, it doesn't create tuma. It's not the bull anymore, and it wouldn't create tuma. All right, next Mishnah. Amru lo Kohen Gadol, they would tell the Kohen Gadol, Higia Sa'ir Lamidbar, the goat to the wilderness has arrived at the wilderness. You can now move on to the next act of service. Now, how would they know that? He's standing in the base of Mikdash. How does he know what happened to the goat? The answer is, Dir Ka'os Hayu Osin. They made all sorts of lookouts with stones, these stone towers. And there were people on these lookouts all along the route, and they would wave their flags once the goat got to where it was supposed to get to. And that way they would know in Jerusalem, Sheigi Asar Lamidbar, that the goat had arrived to the wilderness. I'm Rabbi Yehuda said they didn't need that. They had a very good sign. And that was just logic. Yerushalayim ad Beis Chidudo, from Yerushalayim to the spot called Beis Chidudo, where the desert starts, is Shlosha Milin, is 3 mil. And we know that whole Chid Mil, when the Ish-Iti takes out the Sarala Azazel from the Azara, he would be accompanied by the Akira Yerushalayim, by the honored members of Yerushalayim, for a mil. They would walk with him for a mil. Then Chosen Mil, then these Yakir Yerushalayim come back. That's another mil. And Vishon Kedei Mil, then they would wait the amount of time it would take to do that mil. So that's already 3 mil. So then they knew that it would arrive to the wilderness. The Yodin, Shigia, Sarah, Lamidbar. So that way they knew that the goat had got into the wilderness. So I see here in the footnote, they quote Rashi, and apparently according to the Tanakhama, this wouldn't work, because according to the Tanakhama, it's not enough for the goat to get to the wilderness, the goat has to get to the cliff. So that already is more than 3 mil. It's 12 mil. So that'll be harder to keep track of. Whereas according to this view, it's just to the beginning of the wilderness, which was already 3 mil, therefore that was easy to just calculate. Rabbi Shmuel says another point, Alo Simen Echad Ayolahem, again, they had another sign to know when the goat got to the wilderness, and therefore they did not need to have lookouts and towers, and that was Lashon Shel Zahoris, Hayakashra al Pischo Shel Heichal. There was a spool of red wool tied on the entrance to the Heichal. Ukishigi Asar Lamidbar, and once the goat got to the wilderness, Hayalashon Malbin, this spool would turn white. Shenemar, to fulfill the verse, in Yuchateichem Kashanim, if your sins will be red as scarlet, kashalag yalbinu, they will turn as white as snow. Amar Abaye said in the Gemara, Shmamina, you see from here, Beis Chidudo, Bamidbar Kaima, this place, Beis Chidudo, is the beginning of the desert. Vakamashman, and that's the Chiddush. Tiksavar Biyudu, Biyudu, Kevan Shigia Sayer, Lamidbar, once the goat got to the beginning of the desert, Nasis Mitzvaso, the mitzvah's already been done, and the Kohen Gadol can go on with his other service. Hajan Allah. Shnei Si'ire, Hadrach, Alon, Ezra, Hashem, Yisbarach. So, the Kohen Gadol has been informed that the goat has arrived at the wilderness, and now he can finish up the service of the day. So he would leave the Ezras Yisrael and go out into the Ezras Nashim to read the Torah in front of Klal Yisrael. Follow Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would now come from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim Likros to read from the Sefer Torah all about Yom Kippur. In Ratz Likros Bevigdevutz, if he would like to read from the Sefer Torah while wearing the white garments that he did the service, the inner service with, Kori, he can do that. Vim Lav, and if he doesn't want to wear those garments, Kori Beitztalis Lavan Mishalo, he wears it wearing this special garment, an Itztalis, which is a type of a robe that was all white, that he would pay for with his own money. That's sort of where the custom of a kitzel comes from. The white kitzel is sort of a reminder of the Kohen Gadol's white robe. Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish, there was a shul on Har Abayis next to the Azara. So there was Chazan HaKnesses was the person in charge of the shul. So no till Sefer Torah. He would take the Sefer Torah from the Aron that was in that shul. Venosno l'Rosh HaKnesses, he would give it to the Gabai, the person who gives out the Aliyos. Rosh HaKnesses nosno l'Sgan, the Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, the Sefer Torah. L'Sgan, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, nosno l'Kohen Gadol, would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol omit, the Kohen Gadol would now stand up. Umakabel, and accept the Torah. V'korei, and he would read from the Torah. First, the sections of Yom Kippur, Achremos, and Ach Be'asor, the section in Parshas Emor. Then, Golel Sefer Torah. Then he would roll the Sefer Torah to close it up. Umanicho Becheiko, and he would leave it in his lap. Boom, and he would say, Yosri Masha Krasi Lifnechem Kasub Kan. There is more written here than what I've read to you. Now, Uva Asar Shabachum Shabkudim. Now, the section of the Karbanos Musaf, right? This is in Parshas Pinchas. So the section starts with Uva Asar Lachodesh Hashvi on the 10th, the 7th month. The Karbanos that are brought, which is in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas. Kore Alpeh, he would read it by heart. Gemara is going to explain because, you know, those Torahs were like the Sephardi Torahs. It wasn't so easy to roll them. And to have to roll all the way from Parshas Emor towards the end of Vayikra, all the way till Pinchas, towards the end of Bamidbar, would be Tircha de Tzibura, so that he would just read that Maftir by heart. All right, after he reads the Torah, he makes brachos. Mavarech aleha shmona brachos. He would recite on the Torah 8 blessings. First, ala Torah, the regular bracha you say after you read from the Torah. Hashem nasalana Torah s'emes, v'chay olam nata b'sochinu, baruch atah Hashem nosin ha-Torah. V'ala avoda, then he make the bracha of ritzei, for the service, Hashem, you should accept the service. V'ala oda, and then he would say the bracha of modim, express thanks. V'al mechila sa'avon, then the bracha of Yom Kippur. Right, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mochel V'Soleach Lavonoseinu Lavonos Amo Beis Yisrael Ma'avir Hashmaseinu V'Chol Shana V'Shana Melech Al Kol Yisrael Mekadish Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim V'Ala Mikdash B'Fnei Atzmo. Then there would be another bracha just for the Beis HaMikdash. So a prayer about the Beis HaMikdash and then ending with Baruch Atah Hashem HaBocher B'Mikdash V'Al Yisrael B'Fnei Atzmo. And then about the Jewish people and another bracha Baruch Atah Hashem HaBocher B'Am Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzma, and a bracha just for Yerushalayim. V'al HaKohanim b'fnei atzman, and a separate prayer and blessing for the Kohanim. V'al Shara Tefila, and then a general bracha for all the different things that a person's praying for. And that's what we would call Shomea Tefila. Okay, Haroe Kohen Gadol Kishu Kore. If somebody was watching the Kohen Gadol, when he's reading the Torah, Eino Roe Parvus Aron Nisrafim, he's not able to see the burning of the bull and the goat. If somebody is watching the bull and the goat carcass is being burned, in a roa kohen gadol kishu kore is not seeing the kohen gadol reading. Not because he's not allowed to, but ella shaisa derech l'choka. There was a big distance between the two. And the two jobs were happening at once. Says the Gemara, Midikotani, since it said that the Kohen Gadol would read from the Torah, Bitztalis Lava Mishalo, with his own white robe, Michal Dekriya Lava Vodi, obviously he doesn't have to wear the garments of the Kohen Gadol, so that means that it's not a service. Midikotani, but on the other hand, we learned, the Mishnah said, Imrat Zalikos Mivikdivutz Kore, if he wants to wear it while wearing the white garments, he's allowed to do that. So that means, what, is it a service? It's not a service. So Shamet Minad, we see from here, the Big Dekunin Hitman Lehanes Ben, that when the Kohanim were given the garments of Kohuna, they were given with the right to use them even if it's not part of the service. So it's going to do a shiny kriya, maybe reading the Torah is different. Generally, they were not allowed to use them if they weren't doing the service. But reading the Torah is different. It's Tzara Chavodahi, because that is a need of the service. It's part of the day. So since it's a need of the service of Yom Kippur, therefore, the Kohen Gadol could wear the 4 special white garments. He could wear Bigdei Kohuna for it. But generally, maybe you can't wear Bigdei Kohuna unless you're doing service. The Ibailan, because this had been a big question in the yeshiva, Bigdei Kohuna, the garments given to the Kohanim, Nitnu Lehanes Behen, are the Kohanim allowed to keep wearing them when they're doing regular activities? Lo Nitnu Lehanes Behen, or they were not given to be able to derive benefit from them. Okay, there's Rav Hashem. We'll continue with that sugya tomorrow. We'll stop here.